Hello, everybody. This is Joseph Pasek of BarnBurner.ca. Our at least twice daily fired up show is available on 108 platforms, also on the OSG Sports app. Welcome to another edition of the On the Mat Wrestling Show, a SmackDown Live recap for Tuesday, March 19th. With me is Giancarlo Alino of Barn Burner. Giancarlo loves when I say that. All right, SmackDown this week came to you from Indianapolis, Indiana. The show starts off with The Miz talking about how Shane McMahon did him wrong and how he's earned the right by the fans, how he's respected after 13 years. What did you think of this promo by The Miz?
I thought it was really strong. The Miz's mic work has been on another level for the last few years. And tonight, I thought his babyface run right now is much better than the last one when they experimented with him in 2013 as a face. So he's done really good. And in this promo, he brought up the McMahons and how, like, he wasn't given everything like Shane McMahon. He brought up that, you know, he's had to go through reality TV. This guy, he was on The Real World, and he was on Tough Enough, Fear Factor, all these reality competitions before. So he's had it really, when you think about it, tougher than any other guy, because he already had that stigma of coming from reality TV, and he had to make a name for himself in WWE, main eventing WrestleMania. He's worked for all of that. And Shane McMahon, he brought up the McMahons. It doesn't make you the best in the world, it makes you the worst. And I really would love to see Vince McMahon involved in the storyline, because I think it would be perfect to have The Miz and Vince go back and forth a little bit, but a real strong promo, and I'm actually looking forward to this match now at WrestleMania.
All right, well, one of like 17 matches in 8 hours to one match for WrestleMania. All right, the Iconics versus the Boston Hug Connection. Not for the tag team titles. Lacey Evans makes her way to the ring. Giancarlo, the Iconics defeat the Boston Hug Connection.
Yeah, I wasn't really too crazy about this match. It wasn't their best outing as a team. And the Boston Hug Connection coming in on SmackDown, this is the only show they haven't really appeared on with the titles. They even went down to NXT. The Iconics came out, cut their promo, and Lacey Evans came out and interrupted. We haven't seen her since last week, so it was a good win for the Iconics, and that they're going to get probably a spot in the WrestleMania tag team, multi-woman team match, as it looks right now, with Beth Phoenix and Natalya and Tamina and Nia Jax. So there's more teams in this match, but the Iconics, at least, they're an actual tag team, and I think they're going to add to this matchup at WrestleMania.
All right, then it was time for the Kevin Owens Show. He had, well, his own shirt, a dress coat, and a red tie. All right, a red tie. All right, and new graphics and everything. He brought out Charlotte and Becky Lynch, and he told them, you know, his saying is fight Owens, fight. Fight Becky, fight Charlotte, and that's what they did. Giancarlo?
Yeah, Kevin Owens really stirred the pot in this. He was bringing up some past quotes that Charlotte said, some that Becky said, and he really got them riled up. And then he left the ring, went on the apron, and said, all right, carry on. And that's when the whole brawl started. And Becky and Charlotte are, they've been fighting now the last few months, ever since Becky turned heel and then back as a face, and then Charlotte turned heel. And now they're just missing Ronda Rousey. And I think at some point, we're going to see all three of them have an all-out brawl right before WrestleMania. And I still think this will close the show. They've really put a lot of stock into Ronda Rousey as a heel right now. And Becky and Charlotte's chemistry in the ring should be a sure sign that we are going to see the first women's main event at WrestleMania.
Kayla Braxton interviewed Rey Mysterio and his son, and his son looks, well, big now, and Rey Mysterio says at WrestleMania he's going to take on Samoa Joe for the U.S. title. Also, Kayla interviewed AJ Styles, and AJ Styles cut a promo on Randy Orton. Then Daniel Bryan in the ring with Rowan getting ready for the Gauntlet match. Kofi Kingston, Gauntlet match, Gauntlet number one against Sheamus. Kofi beat Sheamus in 12 minutes, 48 seconds. Then it was Cesaro. He beat him in 6:56. Then it was Eric Rowan. Kofi won by disqualification. Rowan beat him down with a chair at 2:47. Then it was Samoa Joe. Kofi beat Samoa Joe in 9:33. And then it was, well, Kofi Kingston beating Randy Orton to win the belt. The New Day was celebrating, came out celebrating. New Day was with the Usos and a couple other, the Hardy Boys, backstage, looking on in the monitor. And after the bout, they came out and celebrated. But Vince McMahon came out and said, "Congratulations, Kofi. You've done the impossible. You will go to WrestleMania if you beat the following competitor." And that competitor was Daniel Bryan. Giancarlo, you'll take it from there. But one thing I'm going to say, I can't stand Corey Graves on commentating. He said that Kofi has no chance to win this match. No chance to win this match 26 times in the Gauntlet. 26 times. Giancarlo?
Yeah, so this Gauntlet match, again, Kofi Kingston had to be in a marathon over here, beating the top guys on SmackDown. One of them was the United States Champion in Samoa Joe. And then Vince McMahon comes out, and as you brought up, he said, "Yeah, if you could defeat this one opponent." He was all smiles about it. Out comes the WWE champ, Daniel Bryan. And Kofi had some fight in him, but Daniel Bryan beat him. And it just adds more layers to this whole build-up to WrestleMania. I think we're going to get Kofi in the title match with Daniel Bryan, but it's going to be another week now where Kofi's going to have another obstacle in his way. Maybe next week he's going to have to face Rowan again because he won by disqualification. Daniel Bryan's going to continuously call him the B-plus player who doesn't deserve a title shot. So it's going to be interesting to see where they go with this next week.
All right, that's Giancarlo Aulino. Giancarlo, tell everybody how they could get a hold of you.
You can follow me on Twitter at John_411, Instagram at Giancarlo_Aulino, and follow all my articles on barnburner.ca.
All right, we're 2 weeks away from Sunday, WrestleMania 35. By the way, it looks like it's going to have at least 17 matches. It's going to be at least 7.5 hours long. Giancarlo, I need some Tylenol, some beer, everything like that if we're going to watch 7.5 hours of wrestling. No comment? It's like watching watching the Maple Leafs play. All right, thanks a lot, Giancarlo.
Thank you.